He just winds up on the wrong end of a good road that he thought he was on. But the Apostle Paul says here, he says, hey, you charge them. They don't strive about words to no profit. But to the subverting, you start getting on that Greek and Hebrew, you know what you do? You subvert a person. You don't convert them. You overthrow their faith. That means you turn them over. You ruin them. All right, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, line upon line, precept on precept. But shun profane and vain babblings, like old Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland and a bunch like that. Brother Whittington and Ainsley and Shambach and that whole bunch. Reject it. Shun profane and vain babblings. Why? They will increase unto more ungodliness. All that old vain babbling will increase unto more ungodliness. You'll just go deeper and deeper and deeper into rebellion and into a debauched lifestyle. And listen here. Their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. Hey, their word will eat just like a cancer on you spiritually and destroy you. Who, concerning the truth, have erred. That spirit of error is in the land, ladies and gentlemen. The spirit of error has taken over in the churches today, not the Spirit of God. And they say the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. But listen to verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. The foundation of God's word standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from his rebellion or iniquity. His rebellion against the word of God, if he's going to name the name of Christ, let him shut up about that subverting and scripture twisting. Lord, have mercy. And that's what's wrong today. We've got these people destroying our foundations, and Christians' houses of faith are being wrecked. And they're out here by the side of the road or going down the river, holding on a little piece of the wreckage, trying to escape when their chances of survival are almost zero. Unless we somehow, as the old song says, throw out the lifeline, someone is drifting away. God have mercy sakes. These preachers are destroying the foundation of the word of God. And when they destroy the foundation, what does the righteous have to hold on to? There's nothing else to cling to. God have mercy in this world. All right, turn to 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, beginning in verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. That word communicate means to go and look them up, to share something. Laid up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. Hey, you got to have a good foundation of what we're facing. That foundation of these old perverted theologians and their perverted Bibles and their perverted theology, your house is going to get destroyed. Your works are going to be destroyed by fire, and you won't even get saved because you got to have a foundation, and that foundation is Christ. He that heareth my words and doeth them is like a man that dig deep and put his house foundation on a rock. Praise God. So he says now, hey, I want you to do good. Charge them to be good. Be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laid up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings. Profane means disrespectful of that which is holy. I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The disrespect these old modern preachers out here in sheep's clothing, but they're ravening wolves on radio and TV and going from city to city in auditoriums and tents and otherwise. They have no respect for God's word. They tear it. They mutilate it. They twist it until it has no power and no effect to transform a man or woman into a holy saint. But he rather degenerates them down into the level of the common ordinary man of the street. And I tell you, it's not going to work. God's people are being betrayed. And our ministry is to warn the righteous about these false prophets and deceivers and seducers and beguilers and bewitchers that are dime a dozen out here. As I said last Sunday, the message, they like Ezekiel says in the 13th chapter of Ezekiel, they're like the foxes in the desert. No tails are flagging everywhere they go. Here they come to Jacksonville. They're in Atlanta, Birmingham, Columbia, South Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, Louisville, Kentucky. Now he's out in the west. Now he's back to south. There he goes. Here he comes. No tail, just a flagging. America's full of them crisscrossing preachers, deceiving, beguiling, seducing, bewitching, twisting the scriptures to their own destruction and to those that follow them. Yes, they are. They're destroying more than, God, have mercy, everything you build up, they're destroying it. And he said, hey, Timothy, you lay up in store against a good foundation against the time to come, and keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so-called. You know what semantics are? A sign of words. Science of words. Semantics. That's what these preachers use. Science. Semantics. To try to twist the scriptures, corrupt them through the Hebrew and Greek or logic or some other old something they call, oh Lord, they ought to call it like the communist dialectical materialism, for that's what it is. It's always trying to get you a blessing that you're not supposed to have unless you obey God. Lord, have mercy. Beguiling, bewitching, deceiving, seducing. And he says, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. All these old profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so-called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. You can't have faith without being taught the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God out of this book right here. Are you going to stumble and fall? Lord, just listen here. Old brother Simon Peter, some of his writings in 1 Peter, or rather 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, beginning in verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, that is, the day of the Lord, when the heavens shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. He said, beloved, seeing you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, no spot of the world on you, and blameless, no sin in your life. And account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, brother Paul. That's a eulogy par excellence. You know, these two guys were always a fussing during back in their younger days, but now they've mellowed up with the old age that's come upon both of them. One's down there in jail fixing to get crucified upside down. Old brother Peter. Old brother Paul, I'm not sure. We don't know for sure. But he either just got his head cut off or he's fixing to get his head cut off. And here's Brother Peter writing about this. Both of them fixing to get killed. Now they've laid down the, what is it you say when you take some, you're fixing to pick up the tomahawk, you know, scalp somebody. They done buried the hatchet and the handlebar. Praise God. They's always a fussing. But now, old brother Simon Peter got rebuked more by the apostle Paul. But now he says, our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest. That means they twist, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Scripture twisting is a science that these preachers, these end time preachers that covers this hemisphere, running like foxes around with their tails of flagging from city to city, collecting treasury notes, They're looking for treasury notes more than they are souls. I'll guarantee you that. And they don't like them with Washington's picture on them either. They want some at least up there with Benjamin Franklin or somebody more astute. Praise God. His picture on the front of them century notes and half century notes and others. Yes, they do. And he said they twist the scriptures to their own destruction because they're unlearned and they're unstable. Unstable. You can't anchor them down in the Word of God. They're not going to be anchored by the Word of God. All right, he says, ye therefore, beloved, now writing to those who have sensitivity to the truth and sensitivity to discern truth from error, from a phony man of God, from a true man of God, they can tell the difference. You, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Fall. Fall. These apostles use that word a lot of times, fall, and we got the Calvinists come along and say, oh, you can't fall, beloved. Can't fall. What did he tell you in here about you? Warn you about falling for if you can't fall. What do you want to warn a fella for? If he can't run off the bridge or run off the road, what does he want insurance for? If you're immune to having a wreck, I don't want to fool with Allstate or State Farm. I don't want to be paying him a great big old premium for when it's impossible for me to wreck and get killed or run off of a bridge and get drowned or my car burned up or something. House. Oh, it's a bunch of foolishness. Let me tell you something. Beloved, seeing you know